WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. It's your boy Jake Carter here, ready to dive into something super important, forgiveness. Now, before you click away thinking this is some sappy self-help mush, hear me out. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior or forgetting what happened. It's about setting yourself free from the weight of anger and resentment. It's about taking back your power and choosing peace over pain. And trust me, that kind of freedom feels damn good. Ever felt like you were carrying around this backpack filled with anger, hurt, and bitterness? You know that feeling when every little thing triggers a flashback to something that someone did to you? That's the weight of unforgiveness, folks. It's heavy, it's draining, and it steals your joy. But here's the good news. Forgiveness is a skill you can learn just like anything else. And once you master it, you unlock a whole new level of happiness and freedom. So today, we're diving deep into the art of letting go. We'll explore 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate forgiveness and step into a lighter, brighter version of yourself. First things first. Understanding what forgiveness truly is. It's not about saying what they did was okay. It's about choosing to release the anger and resentment you're holding on to. It's a gift you give yourself, not them. Think of it like this. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You end up hurting yourself far more than anyone else. Number 2, acknowledging your hurt. This isn't about dwelling on the pain, but rather allowing yourself to feel it fully. Suppressing your emotions only makes them fester and grow stronger. So let yourself grieve the loss, the betrayal, whatever it was that caused you pain. Thirdly, finding compassion. Now, this doesn't mean condoning their actions, but try to understand where they came from. What might have been going on in their life? Were they hurting? Did they make a mistake? Sometimes, understanding someone's perspective can help you release some of the anger and resentment you're carrying. Fourth, practicing gratitude. Sounds weird, right? But focusing on the good things in your life can actually help shift your perspective away from the pain. Think about the people who love and support you, the experiences that bring you joy, the simple pleasures that make life worth living. The more grateful you are, the less room there is for bitterness and resentment. Finally, remembering forgiveness is a process. It takes time and effort, and it's okay to stumble along the way. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and celebrate every small step forward. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been carrying around this massive grudge against her sister ever since she publicly embarrassed her at a wedding years ago. Sarah avoids all contact with her sister, constantly replays the humiliating event in her mind, and even lets it color her relationships with other people. She's trapped in this cycle of anger and resentment, and it's slowly destroying her happiness. Then, one day, Sarah realizes she needs to make a change. She starts by acknowledging the pain she feels, letting herself grieve the loss of trust and connection. She tries to understand why her sister might have acted that way. Maybe she was insecure, going through something difficult, or simply didn't think before she spoke. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to release the anger and resentment she's been holding on to. It's not easy. There are days when the old feelings resurface. But Sarah keeps practicing forgiveness, focusing on gratitude for the good things in her life, and remembering that letting go is a gift she gives herself. The result? Sarah starts to feel lighter, happier, and more free. She even reconnects with her sister. not necessarily forgetting what happened, but choosing to move forward with understanding and compassion. It's a beautiful example of how forgiveness can heal old wounds and unlock a brighter future. So remember, folks, forgiveness isn't about condoning the past. It's about taking back your power, choosing peace over pain, and setting yourself free. Don't let anger and resentment hold you back any longer. Take that first step today. Acknowledge the hurt, practice compassion, and cultivate gratitude. You deserve to live a life filled with joy, freedom, and authentic connection. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, do me a solid and share it with someone who could use a little dose of forgiveness magic. Leave us a review. Let us know what you think on social media. We love hearing from you. Until next time, keep decluttering your dopamine and chasing that good life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.